Principal Tracy Reap happily talks about the partnership that brought charter kids to Hurt Northbrook Middle School in the Spring Branch School District.
We were excited because of all the new things that we could learn from Yes Prep and all of their success and giving us their great ideas and all the experiences that they were going to give us and new things we could learn to make our school better.
Craig Adams doesn't share Principal Reap's excitement. For years, he was a classroom teacher. Now he's president of the district's largest teacher group.
I know for a fact that there are teachers in this district that could do just as good a job, if not better, than any charter school. I'm not picking on Kipper, yes. I'm just saying we already had those resources. So what was the reason that we felt that we had to bring in the charter schools?
Spring Branch Superintendent Duncan Klusman said he likes the charter's techniques for teaching character values and motivations for success. He also wanted to give parents more school choice. But Adams says the school partnership was about higher test scores.
I know that we were told it was to bring the scores up, but why were the scores low?
Instead of investing time and resources into the charter partnership, Adams says school leaders should improve academics, starting with the reduction of high teacher turnover rates. He says at some Spring Branch schools, as many as half the teachers left last year.
I find that very troubling and inexcusable that half of the faculty are not returning to that campus. I actually talked to someone at a coffee shop who was an area manager who said, if we had a turnover rate of 50%, I would put in new management and get rid of the old.
Rena Honey, president of Dallas's largest teacher organization, is also leery of ISD charter school partnerships.
The research on charters shows that the charter schools, in large, are not as effective as our public schools.
Honey says charters compete for valuable public resources, another reason she'd be suspicious of a partnership.
If we're going to have a public neighborhood school system, which is the bedrock of our communities and our families, then those dollars need to be there. And if they want a charter district or a charter school, let the outside funders fund those and be accountable to them.
Dallas's superintendent and trustees aren't openly talking about a partnership that would put charter schools under the same roof as public campuses. But board members and administrators across the state may be watching what's underway in Spring Branch ISD. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.